In this bulletin, disaster recovery payments to be rolled out to flood-affected communities, the suspect in the 4th of July shootings charged with murder, and dates locked in for the 2026 Commonwealth Games in regional Victoria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donat. The federal government says flood victims from earlier disasters are still waiting for payment approval as further funds are offered to support residents under threat from the latest emergency. Applications will open from 2 o'clock tomorrow and cover 23 local government areas where households have suffered significant losses or serious injuries in the flood crisis. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt says the latest round of federal payments will be delivered quickly and already approved payments will be sent out via Service New South Wales.
We've seen fantastic cooperation from both levels of government here well before this event arrived in getting resources on the ground and now in getting payments systems up and running to get money out to people.
The US Vice President Kamala Harris has called on the Congress to have the courage to renew an assault weapons ban after the deadly July 4 attack in Chicago. Seven people were killed when a rooftop shooter fired at a July 4 parade, and Robert E. Cremo III has been charged with first-degree murder. About 50 others suffered gunshot wounds. And the incident follows a school shooting at Uvalde, where 19 children and two teachers died last month. During a speech in Chicago to an audience of educators, Vice President Harris says communities must be protected from the terror of gun violence.
So let's talk about what an assault weapon is designed to do. An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws. And we need to have Congress stop protecting those gun manufacturers with the liability shield. Repeal it.
The head of the Peak Group representing Australia's universities says the sector's economic importance will only heighten and warns if education is neglected, the nation will suffer. La Trobe University's Vice-Chancellor and the head of Universities Australia, John Dewar, says strong support of universities will help the nation prosper, potentially delivering practical solutions to correct the skills deficit and produce more university graduates.
But in recognising and rectifying our mistakes, we mustn't overlook the big positive story and the pride I've just talked about. People are so proud to say that their loved ones have got into university because they know that a university or vocational qualification will help them achieve their potential and will set them up for a fulfilling career with greater job security and higher income.
A Melbourne aged care facility at the centre of a deadly COVID-19 outbreak in 2020 is experiencing more infections inside the home. One staff member and 14 residents at St Basil's in Fawkner have tested positive to COVID-19 with an outbreak declared on Saturday. Both the Commonwealth Bank and the ANZ have moved to increase their variable home loan rates following the Reserve Bank's decision to lift the official cash rate. The two big banks have passed the rise on in full, but NAB and Westpac are yet to make formal announcements about their next steps. The Reserve Bank of Australia raised the rate to 1.35%, the third consecutive hike in a row. To sport, and Victorian officials have confirmed the dates for the Commonwealth Games to be held in the regions in 2026. The opening ceremony will take place in Melbourne on March 17 at the MCG, with events in regional Victoria to follow. Deputy Premier Jacinta Allen says Gippsland, Geelong, Ballarat and Bendigo will host regional hubs for the Games.
There's great excitement in regional Victoria, but before we get to the 2026 Commonwealth Games, we will be cheering our athletes along in Birmingham in just a few weeks' time. And so in just a few weeks' time, we'll see the Commonwealth's best athletes perform on that international stage.
I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.